Why didn't he have Rocco repaint it?
What do you mean?
Well, Rocco Construction, they built his little mansion. Why didn't they repaint it? Oh, Berkeley Bob. Come on in, my man.
They won't let him in here.
Yeah. Hey, BB, want a cup of coffee? Sumatra? No. French? No. Mocha Java? Okay. Okay. Sure enough, my man.
Berkeley Bob never left the 60s. He was one of Saratoga's few true derelicts. He wasn't welcome in most places. He was a little smelly.
Willie? How you doing, man?
Yeah, fine. How's Berkeley?
It's all coming back, man.
That's good.
Oh, no, no, man. That's not good.
The 60s?
Fascism. Started with Reagan. Zap. He removed the rules. Then the corporations, man. We got corporate fascism. They're screwing the whole world, you know?
Yeah. You know, sometimes I think it's just...
Yeah, hey, we didn't have homeless, like, you know. You know, Reagan cut the money to the nut houses. They turned people out into the streets. Down in the city, you used to see old derelicts waving their arms, talking to themselves. And then one day, man, there's kids walking around the East Village, talking out loud to themselves. Just nuts, man. Reagan, zap, dumped them on the streets. I was one of them. Did you know that?
You told me.
Yeah, yeah. Listen. Listen, can you spare something?
Oh, yeah.
You know, my stomach's a mess, man. I'm a mess.
Sure, man. Here.
Hello, Willie.
Hey, Christy.
We'll see you Monday.
Hey.
Hey, Willie.
Hey, can you spare a little something?
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
Ooh, yeah. Thank you, ma'am. And you, man, can you spare something?
Sorry. No spare change, man.
Change! No one wants change. They say they want it, but when it comes, they don't want it.
Christy and Luke got in his Ferrari and drove off. And then Rick came out with coffee for Berkeley Bob.
Man, that was one fine, foxy chick.
Who's that?
I'll bet she could be a Playboy bunny.
Who's he talking about?
Christy St. Nichols.
What, here?
She gave me $5, man.
She was here?
Yeah, she and Lucas.
They're gone, man.
Where?
Dove off into the rising moon, man.
Oh.
Thanks for the coffee, Mr. Rick.
Yeah, sure.
The tomato in the cherry red stretched satin capri slid off her bar stool and came sauntering my way. I could hear the soft swish of satin, the soothing sound of her thighs rubbing together as she strolled by. Hello?
Is this Willie?
That's right.
That's me, Shades.
What's up?
My car won't start this morning.
You need a lift?
Yeah, I need a ride to Luke's Island.
Where do you live?
Off of Grand and Oak, between Walnut and Elm. Do you know where that is?
Well, that's just north of Ash and east of Birch.
Yeah, that's right. It's the yellow house in the south side.
All right, I'll swing around in a few minutes. That area of Washington, Grand, Birch, Ash, Walnut, Oak, Elm was once the black section of town. Saratoga was unique for upstate towns because it had a black community. Some came as servants in the 1800s, the early 1900s, when the rich spent their summers up here. Others came to work at the racetrack. Some of them liked Saratoga, and they just stayed on. I pulled up to the house and knocked on the door.
Hey, you can't go out there. Come on, you gotta stay in. You got the whole yard to play in. Good morning, Willie.
Yeah. Good morning, Shades.
Okay, you guys, be good. And Sylvester, you leave Fleetwood alone, all right?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go.